Wow.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Up Missing. My name is Jocelyn. I'm the brunette. We've got Katie. She's the redhead.
Hello.
And we have Carly. She's the blonde.
Hi.
Carly's coming at us with another Straight Up Missing Persons case.
All right. Tonight, we're talking about Dealing Sun. She was 29 years old when she was last seen in San Gabriel, California, around 9:45 p.m. on July 30th, 2003. Dealing was in a parking lot at New Avenue and Valley Boulevard, and she was driving her white four-door 2003 Nissan Sentra with no license plates. There is no report of what she was doing there, who saw her there, or where she may have been headed. And Dealing has never been seen or heard from again. But guess what?
My God.
But guess what, Quinn? We've heard this one before.
Oh, God.
A few months after her disappearance, Dealing's car was found. Like, I don't even mean to... I don't pick them on purpose. Dealing's car was found at the Tom Bradley terminal in the Los Angeles International Airport.
I do not like that at all.
Don't like it. Spoiler alert, there was no sign of Dealing at the car or any report of her belongings inside. However, authorities did find something in the car. They found what they stated was, quote, significant forensic evidence. No mention on whether anyone saw her park the car there, or was someone with her, or if anyone saw her at the airport. And there is no report of anyone with her name going on any flights around that time. In January 2004, investigators announced that there were two material witnesses in Dealing's case who that they were actively looking for. Now, at this point, authorities had presumed that Dealing was abducted, and these two witnesses may have known something about her abduction. These witnesses are Jin Hong Ji, a Chinese female. The female, who is 5'1", 100 pounds, born June 26, 1966, and was 37 years old at the time Dealing went missing. And Jiawei Gao, a Chinese male, is 5'5", 150 pounds, born April 20th, 1965, and was 38 at the time. We do not have specifics on whether these two individuals were actively involved in the presumed abduction, or if they were strictly alleged witnesses to a possible crime. It's just very specific that we have their stats, their dates of birth.
Yes.
Yes.
And nobody's been able to find them.
It makes you feel like there's a reason they've said something about them. Yeah.
So originally the case was being investigated by the Glendora police, but the case has since been taken over by the LA County Sheriff's Department. And additionally, Dealing's family hired AsiaVest, which is a private detective service, to investigate her case. And AsiaVest officials also believe that Dealing was abducted, but they feel that there may be as many as six people possibly involved.
Holy shit.
I feel like that's like a very specific, that's a specific number. So like there's obviously, they've found between the forensic evidence, these two possible witnesses and everything else, like they have
an idea.
Something
they clean. Have an idea. And like everything that I'm telling you is all I could find on the entire case that's out there. So like they are definitely keeping these close to the chest, which is fine. But either way, all of the investigators involved believe that foul play is involved in Dealing's disappearance, and Dealing's case remains unsolved.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I couldn't find anything about her as a person or what her family feels may have happened or anything like that. But Dealing's son would be 48 at the time of this reporting. She is described as an Asian female of Chinese descent. She's 5'7", 120 pounds, with black hair and dark brown eyes. We do not know what she was last seen wearing. Dealing may use her may use the first names Carmen and or Lucy, and she may also be referred to as Sun Dealing and or Dealing Sun, but Dealing would be capital D, lowercase e, capital L. Anyone with information regarding Dealing's disappearance or her current whereabouts, or the current whereabouts of the two potential witnesses, is encouraged to call the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department at 323-890-5500.
Listen to Straight Up Evil.